From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Is your bedroom really hot? If it is, it may be affecting your memory and other thinking skills. Heat waves sometimes kill people who are very old, very young, or in poor health. But new research shows that sleeping in a hot room can affect the thinking ability of even healthy young adults. This finding comes from Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Researchers there looked at 24 students before, during, and after a Boston area heat wave. Of the 24 students, 4 slept in rooms with air conditioning, also called AC for short, and 20 slept in rooms without AC. The experiment lasted 12 days. The temperature of the room without air conditioning, or AC, averaged 26 degrees Celsius. The temperature in the rooms with AC averaged 21 degrees Celsius. José Guillermo Cedeño Llorent led the study. He is a professor and researcher at Harvard's School of Public Health. He says he and his team considered several conditions in the rooms.
We measured very intensively every 5 minutes several environmental factors, which include temperature, relative humidity, carbon dioxide, and noise in each of the bedrooms of these participants throughout the duration of the study.
He said they also used devices that recorded physical activity, including heart rate, perspiration or sweat, and some sleep conditions. The researchers also noted how much water and caffeine the students drank and how much time they spent outside. The results were unexpected.
To our surprise, we found a very significant effect of detrimental cognitive function among those students that we included in our study that they didn't have air conditioning during this heatwave period.
Basically, they found great harm to the thinking ability of the study participants in rooms without air conditioning. During the heat wave, students in buildings without AC performed, on average, 13% worse at these tests than those in cooler rooms. Specifically, the students who slept without AC during a heat wave were slower to respond and had difficulty making quick decisions. Daisy Chang is a psychologist at Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan. She says there could be other reasons for their poor performance.
A whole host of reasons could potentially explain this kind of exposure effect. You know, it's not necessarily directly exposed to heat. It could have affected their sleep quality, they're less rested, they have less energy or mental resources or ability to focus.
The rooms without AC had fans and open windows, so they were louder at night. This could have made sleeping difficult. On the other hand, air-conditioned rooms can hold higher levels of carbon dioxide. This can also affect a person's ability to think. However, the students slept better in a cooler room.
We find that heat waves are impacting us all. These impacts extend to the populations like young and healthy university students, and we find significant effects on the way they think in their cognitive functions.
Health experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that the body temperature of humans should stay close to 37 degrees Celsius. At higher inner temperatures, body operations can start to fail. If the body's temperature rises enough, it shuts down completely and the person dies. Earlier research centered on how hot weather affects at-risk populations. The CDC says older adults, the very young, and sick people are most at risk. On its website, the CDC lists other conditions that could put you in a high-risk group for getting sick in hot weather. They include being overweight, having a fever, not drinking enough water, having heart disease or poor circulation, having mental health problems, having a sunburn, using prescription drugs, using alcohol. For tips on staying healthy during a heat wave, please read this VOA Learning English story. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Ana Mateo.